Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ethiopia's prime minister said Thursday the army had been ordered to move on the embattled Tigray regional capital after his 72-hour ultimatum ended for Tigray leaders to surrender, and he warned its 500,000 residents to stay indoors and disarm. In an official statement, Abiy Ahmed asserted that thousands of militia and special forces surrendered during the 72-hour period that ended Wednesday evening, and that Ethiopia would take the utmost care to protect civilians. The international community had pleaded for an immediate de-escalation, dialogue, and humanitarian access as Ethiopian forces have fought their way through Tigray and Mekelle. The prime minister had rejected calls for dialogue to end an internal conflict that has already killed hundreds and displaced more than 40,000 people in the East African nation, a stance that alarmed diplomats from Addis Ababa to here in Washington about the potential for the escalating conflict. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said America's not going to lose the war against the coronavirus. Biden said the first vaccines against the virus might be available by the end of December, while vowing to get, in his words, the entire country immunized as soon as we can. The U.S. recorded 1 million new infections in each of the last 2 weeks, and its death toll has now topped 261,000, more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is